So then what does the Lexus represent? The Lexus represents an equally fundamental age-old human drive, the drive for sustenance, improvement, prosperity, and modernization, as it is played out in today's globalization system. The Lexus represents all the burgeoning global markets, financial institutions, and computer technologies with which we pursue higher living standards today. While different people have different access to the new markets and technologies that characterize the globalization system and derive highly unequal benefits from them, this doesn't change the fact that they are the defining economic tools of the day, and everyone, everywhere, is either directly or indirectly affected by them. The Lexus versus the olive tree, though, is just a modern version of a very old story. Indeed, one of the oldest stories in recorded history, the story of why Cain slew Abel. The Hebrew Bible says in Genesis, Cain said to his brother Abel, and when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel, and he killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, where is your brother Abel? And he said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? And the Lord said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground. If you study this paragraph closely, you notice that the Hebrew Bible never tells us what Cain actually said to Abel. The sentence simply begins, Cain said to his brother Abel, and then it just stops. We are not privy to the conversation. What happened in that conversation between them that got Cain so angry that he would actually kill his brother Abel? My theology teacher, Rabbi Tzvi Marx, taught me that the rabbinic sages in Genesis Rabbah, one of the fundamental rabbinic commentaries on the Bible, give three basic explanations of what was said. One is that the two brothers were arguing about a woman, Eve. After all, there was only one woman on earth at the time, and it was their mother, and they were arguing over which brother would get to marry her. They were arguing over sexual fulfillment and procreation. Another interpretation posits that Cain and Abel had basically divided up the world between them. Cain had all the real estate, or as the Bible says, Cain became a tiller of the soil, and Abel had all the movables and livestock. Abel became a keeper of sheep. And according to this interpretation, Cain told Abel to get his sheep off Cain's property, and this triggered a fight over territory that eventually ended with Cain slaying Abel in the heat of the argument. They were fighting over economic development and material fulfillment. The third interpretation is that the two brothers had actually neatly divided up everything in the world between them, except one critical thing that was still up for grabs. Where would the temple be built that would reflect their particular religious and cultural identity? Each wanted to control that temple and have it reflect his identity. Each wanted that temple in his olive grove. They were fighting over the issue of identity and which of them would be the keeper of their family's source of legitimacy. Reflecting on this, the rabbis noted that all the basic elements of human motivation are potentially there in one story: the need for sexual intimacy, the need for sustenance, and the need for a sense of identity and community. I will leave matters of sex for somebody else. This book is about the other two concerns: how the age-old quests for material betterment and for individual and communal identity, quests which go all the way back to Genesis, play themselves out in today's dominant international system of globalization. This is the essential drama of the Lexus and the olive tree.